with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Larry Collins is the enormously successful co-author, along with Dominique LaPierre, of such books as Is Paris Burning and The Fifth Horseman. Now Collins has gone solo with his novel Fall from Grace, all about spies, double agents, and Nazis on the eve of the invasion of Normandy. Early on, Yale-educated Collins longed to be a newspaper man.
I suppressed this urge, and I decided that I would go into commerce and industry. So I went to work for Procter & Gamble out in Cincinnati, Ohio, advertising soap.
Inducted into the Army in 1953, Larry Collins was assigned to various military public relations duties in Paris. Out of the Army, his urge to be a journalist was reawakened.
I spent a month combing the eastern seaboard, looking, begging for a job in newspaper work. New York Times, Newsweek, Time, everybody, nothing.
Collins finally landed a job writing picture captions for international news photos.
They sat me down next to this old Irish drunk who had been writing picture captions for 35 years. And his breath would curdle milk at 10 feet. I said to myself, by God, you have made the most disastrous mistake in your life, and I quit.
And hurried back to Cincinnati to reclaim his old job at Procter & Gamble, hoping to beat his letter of resignation.
I went to my boss's secretary, and I said, listen, Carol, there's a letter coming in the mail to Ed, and I've changed my mind about some of the things in there. Will you please get the letter out of his inbox and give it to me? And she did.
But 6 months later, Larry Collins was back in Paris working for United Press and later for Newsweek. Collins teamed up with fellow journalist Dominique LaPierre to write a string of international bestsellers. Now writing on his own, Larry Collins is out with an espionage thriller, Fall from Grace, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
All newspapermen dream one day of writing books.
That's ex-newspaper man Larry Collins, who along with Dominique LaPierre has co-written such bestsellers as Is Paris Burning? Or I'll Dress You in Mourning? And The Fifth Horseman. Collins' new novel, written without the aid of his French-born collaborator, is Fall from Grace. Larry Collins met LaPierre in Paris while serving in the military and became the godfather of Dominique's child.
I was terribly touched because, quite frankly, I thought at that moment that I would perhaps return to Paris for a two-week vacation as a middle-aged businessman and not again.
But Collins did go back as Newsweek bureau chief, where he renewed his friendship with Dominique LaPierre, also a journalist.
We wanted to do something together that one would allow us to take advantage of the fact that one of us was French and the other was American, and two, that might provide us a springboard away from journalism.
So one day, Collins mentioned to LaPierre an article he had seen about a German general who had orders in World War II to blow up Paris.
The light went on, and we said, listen, we're looking for something that's Franco-American. There was never in history an event that was more Franco-American by its very nature than the liberation of Paris.
So the American and the Frenchman wrote what turned out to be a bestseller, Is Paris Burning?
There was never a linguistic problem, and the cultural differences were, an advantage, because it broadened each of our perspectives and horizons. We did discover, when we wrote The Fifth Horseman, which is also a novel, that it is indeed more difficult to write a novel in collaboration than to write works of nonfiction, which is one of the reasons why I decided to write Fall from Grace alone.
Larry Collins, who in Fall from Grace writes of spies and Nazis on the eve of the Normandy invasion. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I can't say that I enjoyed it, because I never enjoy writing, but I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
That's writer Larry Collins on writing his first book without the aid of his longtime collaborator, Dominique LaPierre. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Larry Collins first got the idea for his novel, Fall from Grace, in 1972, when he was having dinner with Lord Mountbatten, who played a major role in planning the Allied invasion of Normandy during World War II.
He spent about 15 minutes telling me how he had virtually assured the success of the invasion with all of the devices which he had developed. But then he said, but despite all this, my dear Larry, I must tell you that the invasion would never have succeeded had we not managed to make the Germans swallow the greatest lie ever told. And it was really the result of the most Machiavellian, diabolical intelligence scheme in history.
Larry Collins pressed Mountbatten to tell him more.
Finally, he said, well, I'll tell you one thing. If you ever come upon the word fortitude, and if you do, it will be long after my death, you will know that you are on the trail of something absolutely remarkable.
Collins did. Fortitude turned out to be an Allied scheme to fool the Germans about where the 1944 invasion of France was to be, complete with double agents and phony messages broadcast on the BBC.
Their receipt by the Germans of those messages and the interpretation which they gave to them was vital in leading the Germans to fall into this fatal trap which cost them the war.
Larry Collins gives faces to the people involved in the Allied plot in his page-turner, Fall from Grace, published by Simon & Schuster. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.